Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
The majority of the council members are in support of removing Miracle Hill Golf Course from the package, but they have yet to decide about other properties near 192nd Street and West Center Road. This is the latest in an annexation that's been going on in Omaha for quite some time. The mayor is calling for annexing several areas into the Omaha city limits and increasing the city's population by more than 8,000 people. They're expected to vote on the annexation package at the city council meeting next week. And here we go, yes.
Take it. Don't act so surprised, Miracle Hills.
I like that golf course.
So do I.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Don't mess with it. Don't mess. And deputies are going to become part of the landscape at several Douglas County schools. The Douglas County Board yesterday approved agreements to place deputies in Douglas County West and Bennington Public Schools this fall.
How about that? A little bit of common sense and practicality.
That's for the whole school year then. That's good.
Mm-hmm. So all three additional middle schools in Elkhorn are going to have school resource officers for the upcoming school year. The school districts and the county are going to share the costs on that. And the reward for locating the missing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts now tops $300,000. They say that nearly 200 individual donors have helped contribute to the reward fund. Molly Tibbetts has been missing since July 18th. And the Trump administration is reportedly readying a proposal that would limit options for legal immigrants to become U.S. citizens. Green cards or citizenship would become harder to obtain for immigrants who have, quote, used a range of popular public welfare programs. So immigrants living legally in the U.S. who have ever used or whose household members have ever used, like Obamacare, children's health insurance, food stamps, any other benefits. Could be hindered from obtaining legal status. So that would be the deal, is that you're here legally and you've been using resources, you know, like food stamps or whatever, and that could stop you from getting to become a legal citizen. So the changes would require congressional approval. So this is just the early talks. Fire crews in North California finally getting some help from the weather, the cooling temperatures. They're hoping that this will help. Right now, the Mendocino complex fire is 34% contained. It is currently making headlines, though, for being the largest fire.
They're saying there's no longer fire seasons. Remember, there were two fire seasons in California. Now they're saying they think the new normal
is all time.
If climate doesn't change, it's not a season. It's just always
the thing,
which is, you know, it's hard. It's depressing facts if it's the new normal that California will just always be on fire. And then they're showing how much that the west of the country burns. And it's all the way up to Nebraska's border. I mean, it's an issue, obviously, in Colorado.
Colorado's got a huge issue.
The western half of this country now really has burn issues.
Okay, yeah, so they have those giant trees. You know the trees I'm talking about in California? I wish I could.
The redwoods?
Is that the forest?
Sequoia National Park,
yeah,
that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that's what I feel like I should go to. I've always wanted to go. Now I feel like I should go before it burns down, because that'll be one hell of a fire. Those trees are massive.
How long does it take for a sequoia to burn?
Those are some of the oldest living things on Earth. I mean, honestly, like some of the living, I mean, the oldest living things.
That's like Lord of the Rings stuff, like those trees that talk.
Yeah, the Ents. I know. I mean, honestly, you see those trees and you're like, this is...
Wouldn't it be awful if they screamed?
Oh, they probably do. We just can't hear it.
Oh,
we just can't hear it. That's what the hippies are telling you. Don't you hear that?
Oh, gosh.
Do you hear it, man?
How do you sleep?
You're screaming, man, and you're sleeping through it, man.
Like, oh, no. And a tropical storm warning is being issued for the big island of Hawaii. Hurricane Hector is approaching. Thankfully, it's not going to make landfall, but it is close enough. Category 4 storm could bring strong surf and winds over the next day or so.
Surf's up, bro. Grab your board.
If I did it all over again, I'd go to learn how to surf. And those people that on surfboards that sit out there and do it daily, that lived such
I've never even tried to
life.
Get up. I tried standing on a boogie board once.
There's a core strength. You got to learn, man.
Yeah, that is a hard deal.
I mean, if you're struggling with handstands, the core strength that's necessary.
How dare you, Molly?
You need to try. He needs to practice paddleboarding. Think of how paddleboarding is in.
Yeah.
And that's just standing on a surfboard.
You know what? I say that's the best workout.
When I was Lake of the Ozarks.
These guys are riding a wave.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
But I mean, if you've ever gone boogie boarding, it's the same principle. I've gone boogie boarding in Hawaii where you swim out. You don't get as far out as the surfers, but a wave comes and you see it coming and you paddle and you.
Yeah. They stand up and you go, wee!
Well, not on a boogie board, you don't have to stand up. You just ride.
Just lay on it.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm saying it's the same principle of surfing.
Okay, well, I won't be doing that anytime soon. Where's the time machine, the hot tub time machine?
Oh, get yourself ready. The mysterious Hollywood studio that apparently swiped the Brady Bunch home from NSYNC member Lance Bass. Now known HGTV.
Good.
They announced that they won the bid for the iconic Studio City property. They say the network plans to restore the home to its 1970s glory.
They should make it a TV show.
Yeah. They should.
So, Lance Bass spoke out on social media saying that he told his offer was accepted for the house, but then a Hollywood studio made the winning bid. And he's like, rookie move, should have just kept it quiet, but there you are.
What was he going to do with it? Resell it or was he going to live in it?
I thought he was going to live in it.
Sex
but maybe it was
there.
Just some sort of fun thing to have.
Now, why do you say sex parties? What are you implying?
That's what I would do.
You would?
Yeah.
Sex party. Who would you invite?
I don't know. Friends. Family.
You guys family? Want
to That's a terrible invite.
It's a terrible.
Hey, you guys, welcome to the sex party. Still waiting for my sister to show up.
No, come on. Just terrible.
My dad.
I mean, you have a hot tub, man. You could make this reality happen where you currently reside, man.
Oh yeah, I do a little nude walking outside. I no longer take off. Yeah, so I jump out of the hot tub. Normally, you'd run to the bathroom right there inside. You walk in the door.
You need to have an end of summer.
Wait, nude hot tub?
You need to have an end of summer bash.
All right.
This is the first summer of that hot tub.
Okay.
This is that hot tub's first summer.
Wally and I just had a conversation about
You need
about
to have
this.
An end of summer bash and have an eyes wide shut party where people have to wear masks.
Okay.
But you know who everybody is because you can tell by body shape. But okay, go ahead.
All right. So I just got to invite you guys, my family.
You nude hot
like
tub?
Like work people.
Oh, Molly, you prude. What are you talking about, your nude hot tub? If you had a hot tub, you'd be nude in it too.
I don't think I would. I really don't.
No.
No one's
watching. It's not like you're on camera or a bunch of people are watching.
We got naked in Jamaica with the comfort.
Yes, do you remember?
It was no big deal.
It is. Your hang up on nudity.
Stripped naked and jumped in the ocean.
Yeah, remember,
it was
Molly?
Easy. Come you on, sat Molly, on the beach. Let go.
You sat on the beach watching.
I did not watch.
Lady.
No, I didn't. You guys were there.
You were there. What do you mean? You and Peter were there.
Yes.
You weren't nearby.
No, you were standing. Molly,
we tried to get them.
She was sitting right on a beach chair watching us.
Yep. She saw butts.
You and Peter.
Oh,
and Peter wouldn't get in.
I did see butts. That's right. I did see butts.
I think how relaxed we would be. Uh-huh. Yes, we'd all be giggling and uncomfortable once we're in the hot tub.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want to see you naked or anything, Molly. We just want to free you up a little bit.
Right.
You're a little pent up here in your nude world. You need to get nude a little
You're
bit.
You're never nude.
Yeah. I'm a total never nude.
Enjoy.
No problems admitting it.
You are the perfect candidate for a nude beach.
I mean,
beach.
I think
I'm
probably the
you.
Biggest hang up of a nude beach and all that stuff is the only person
it's
who
you.
Really cares what you look like naked is yourself.
You. Yes, that's mm-hmm. it.
Nobody or the person is. That you're with.
I don't think they care.
Yeah, I think you care.
All right, if you've been in, we've talked to people before, we've been on New Beach, just give us a call, right? We haven't yet. I would not love to do it, but I would do it, I think. But again, I got to be comfortable.
End of summer bash.
At the party.
Invitations are going out right now. Who wants to go?
Let's see. I got you guys. I got my family.
The eyes wide shut.
Okay, again, we got to dial back this family.
We got work friends, bosses.
Who do I want to see naked, actually?
That's the list you need to compile.
And at
then,
work?
And then pepper it in with people that you don't care, but like that gives you cover for the people that you are trying to see naked. So you can't just invite only people you want to see naked because they'll look around and be like,
honest.
Oh, this is obvious.
Who do you want to see naked around here?
Probably realistically
no one. No, that are going to show up.
Oh, that would show up.
Who that you would like to see naked, do you think would actually show up and get naked?
And that I can actually look him in the eye the next day? No one here. I mean, that we work with. I mean,
A bunch of banged up bodies. A lot of hail damage. Anyway, go on.
There's some good bodies.
Moving on.
The whole building. I'm just saying. The whole building. There's good bodies.
All right, what else you got?
There's a woman blaming her flip-flops on a parking lot crash. She lost control of her Honda Pilot out in Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's not a little thing.
And it landed on top of two cars. It's huge.
They've always said that. You're not supposed to drive with flip-flops on.
Yeah. Yes. Which this is just another one of those reminders. Because have you ever driven with flip-flops and you get that moment where you're like, ooh, that was...
Yeah, I've gotten stuck.
You lose it and you could also get it underneath the accelerator or the brake.
Yeah. And that's what happened. The flip-flops got stuck in the pedals. She drove up on top of two other cars. Like, so she was in a parking lot and the cars were facing each other and her flip-flop got stuck underneath and then it accelerated up over, it looks like monster car, like it's up on top of two cars that were in front of her.
Little kids, my grandma drove through Pipple Park. Nobody got hurt, thankfully. Oh. But Pipple Park was a park
barrier-free,
east of Heafy and Hoffman.
Was it a bumpy ride?
Cemetery. It's still there.
Oh my God, did she just fly through that thing? Just stuck on the...
And she drove through the park, like drove through like where picnic tables would be. I don't know.
Oh my God!
Somehow didn't hit a tree or hit anybody.
Wow.
But it was the same kind of thing. They blamed it on the footwear, but later on, the only thing we could speculate was that there was a board game or a casserole in the back seat of her Cadillac, and one of us grandkids playing around back there kicked it underneath her chair, past her feet, into
underneath
the accelerator.
Oh, and it stuck.
Because when she finally crashed into a building at Pipple Park, the accelerator was still going.
Okay.
Full speed.
Oh,
but like nearly killed somebody.
Were you in the car when it happened or was she by herself?
It was a carload of grandkids.
Oh my gosh.
It was grandma and it was like an ugly poor grandma because it was like they wanted to take away her keys.
I was going
to
say.
And everybody thought she was crazy. And she, realistically, it was a million years ago. My grandma was probably in her 40s.
Oh,
it was like, I don't understand what happened. The car just accelerated.
They're like, you're
surely
old.
And so old.
Old lady, you're 40. What are you, 40?
Yeah, anyway. Wow. So did anybody get hurt on the...
No, nobody got hurt. It was in a parking lot. So she was, got into her car, was pulling out of the parking lot or pulling out of her spot, and then it accelerated and went up over two vacant parked cars. But I mean, it was definitely... She was cited for negligent operation because they're like, it was the footwear, so we're not going to say it was... on purpose, but just a reminder. I just always forget about the flip-flop thing every year, and then you get behind the wheel, and you have that moment where your flip-flop will kind of wobble, and you're like, oh yeah, that's right, I'm really not supposed to be wearing these driving. Oops. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Molly is a menace.
Oh,
I am
a menace.
I'm going to be that 40-year-old that they take the keys away. Grandma!
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show.
All right, I tried to get Chappie in here. Chappie from Star over there, Star Radio Station, to come do a... handstand challenge.
Right.
To no avail. Everyone's afraid of doing it.
Yeah, breaking an arm or something.
I don't think anyone's afraid of it. They're just not very motivated by your pitch. They're like, who gives a damn? You could say, do you want to move 1 foot to have a Chick-fil-A sandwich? And they would go, no. You have to attempt to do it again. I mean, you didn't attempt.
I know.
You didn't fail at your handstand. You didn't even attempt it.
I tried, but
I stared at the wall and giggled nervously.
Yeah, like a little schoolgirl.
And you grabbed your shoulder.
I know.
You hurt your shoulder.
I instantly felt pain, and I didn't even do anything. It's true. The older you get, the worse, you know, the more careful you are about falling. Like, I fell down the stairs the other day, right? I was happy.
Terrible.
I was in pain. I thought I broke my ankle. Hurting for a few days, but what I was happy about walking away from it was that I didn't break more bones falling down the stairs. I'm like,
it's a different standard.
I'm not that age where I just fall down and break everything.
Like when you, I always compare it to water skiing, a summer sport that you would water ski. And I remember in youth looking forward to the best part was falling.
Yes.
Getting out of the wake. And I couldn't do a lot of tricks, but you could attempt tricks, but you knew when you tried tricks, you were going to fall. And I remember looking forward to the fall. Like, let's not fall yet, because it's so fun to just fall, hit a wave, pinwheel in the air. And then there was a moment when the next day you couldn't move from falling. And so you never wanted to fall ever again water skiing. You're like, hold on a second, I'm going to let go of the rope and just slip into the water.
That was
a moment. When was the last time you rode a jet ski? Jet skiing as an adult makes you sore.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Because it shakes every muscle that you haven't.
I haven't done it in a long time.
It's like riding a paint shaker.
Yeah.
And so it's fun in the moment. And then the next day you're like, why am I sore? Oh, I went jet skiing.
I got thrown off a jet ski. And I still to this day, like I have these flashes. It probably happened about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit. And we were going really fast and we hit a sandbar and I went
God, you're lucky
flying.
You're not dead. You
That's what I'm saying.
Sandbar.
Like, yes, I wasn't driving. I was a passenger. Guy who was driving hit a sandbar, and I.
You know what sucks sailing. That I would never do? Look at this.
Sail away.
Is being a passenger on a jet ski. It is a completely different experience from when you drive and when you ride.
Yeah.
When you're driving a jet ski, you can take those bumps. When you're just a foot back, in the second position,
it's hell.
Feel. Everything.
Yep.
It's hell. You're on a ride. You are on a ride.
So the moral of the story is kids don't ever age.
Right.
Because you'll get sore.
And when you do age.
It's so bad.
Take your time doing everything.
How
sad is that? I know. I mean, we are not at the age where we're falling down and worried about hips and stuff like that.
Really?
No. I'm truly.
You can't even do a handstand.
Oh, come on. It's the handstand challenge. I'm trying. I imagine now me going home with less pressure and trying over and over while Lena again staring at me and then shaking her head and walking away.
Well, what was your fitness thing that you did that you tried a couple years ago? And that was just getting off
up.
The floor.
That was my thing. Getting up.
Because that was based on what? That's like this the lowest standard as you can get for super old people. Can you lay down on the ground and actually get up off of the ground?
Yeah.
If you can't, that's a sign that you're not going
to
live long.
You're not going to live very long. You have to get up with your hands. That was that deal. But my whole deal was that, all right, we should all work on getting up, having our way of getting up for when we do get older. You can work on those muscles. You know, you just work on it every day, getting up off the floors if you fall. So when you fall when you're 90, it's just easier to get up.
What a low bar. I mean, people listening
are like,
how old are these people?
I mean, my God.
I mean, we're in our early 40s.
Good Lord.
Some of us are. Molly's like 52.
Exactly.
Like that, right?
I mean, in, you know, vampire years. Yeah.
All right. So you're going to attempt one more handstand.
I'm going to try it again. But I need people to be doing this and taking part of our challenge. I mean, you guys do all these other stupid challenges out there. It's the handstand challenge. Videotape it and post it on our Facebook page. That's all you got to do. All right. It's a challenge. And then challenge other people. See if they can do it.
Otherwise, we're going to get you a medic alert. Bracelet.
Okay.
So I'm falling and I can't get up.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can live alone without feeling alone.
Mm-hmm. You can do it.
Oh, I can do it.
The Big Party Show. Channel 94.1.
With your celebrity news. What's up?
Angelina Jolie has had her attorneys file some paperwork. Apparently, Brad Pitt has not been meeting up to expectations when it comes to paying child support. Now, his camp is saying that he's fulfilled his commitments, millions of dollars worth of money, but Jolie's camp is saying that he hasn't given any meaningful contributions. So back in 2016, Jolie filed for divorce from Brad Pitt. citing irreconcilable differences, and the two have been engaged in a custody battle over their six children since then. Lady Gaga is coming to Vegas. She is the latest celebrity to get herself a residency. Starting December 28th, Lady Gaga will be camped out at Park MGM. She'll be performing two different shows, Lady Gaga Enigma and Lady Gaga Jazz and Piano. I guess Jazz and Piano is going to be a stripped-down version of her own songs plus tunes from, you know, like covers of other songs. But
she seems like a Vegas show. She does. Mm-hmm. She seems like it should be a Vegas show all day long.
Tickets go on sale Monday. People are expecting that'll be a hot-selling ticket for Gaga. It seems like a good fit for her.
Have you ever seen a show in Vegas? Party you go all the time.
No.
Have you ever been to anything?
Yeah, I went to Beatles Love. I've seen a couple concerts out there. But Beatles Love, by the way, is a fantastic Cirque du Soleil thing.
You've never seen Blue Man Group or Penn & Teller or any of that stuff?
No, I'm not any of the guys. Men Down Under, yeah, but, you know.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah. Sure.
Thunder from Down Under.
It's funny when you land the airport and everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's been there. You come down the escalator and it's just thundered down under everywhere. They're like, geez.
Really?
Where am I? Yeah.
And you're trying to get Wylene. You're trying to get Wylene to look at the billboard, so she asks.
Oh, you want to go? She's like, no. You're like, that's, I get it. Let's go.
Oh, God, if you want to.
She's like, I really don't want to. Well, I got you two tickets. Happy birthday.
No, Beatles Love is a reason to go to Vegas all by itself. By itself.
It's Cirque du Soleil meets Beatles.
Yeah, it's good.
That's cool.
It's really good.
So Pink remains hospitalized. She must have a nasty stomach virus. She's had to postpone her third Sydney, Australia concert. After Tuesday being diagnosed with this stomach virus, she's been battling through. Saturday's show, but was admitted to the hospital on Sunday due to dehydration.
That's too bad.
I know. Well, especially when you're in another country, you know? Like, I mean, it's like...
If I was your doctor, I'd be like, it just sounds like you're just farting and flushing.
Yeah.
Why are you flushing?
Well, I can't do a show. If I'm doing this,
you're just in there wasting water.
Excuse me. Your balls are showing.
You're just hitting things.
Just hitting buttons.
Buttons.
Just in there hitting buttons, flushing the toilet and farting.
Buttons.
It's actually probably an accurate description of this show. It's just someone farting, pushing buttons, and flushing the toilet.
Your balls are showing.
And there's a long line of people going,
come on! This is building, actually. So.
Oh, yes. So, Kanye West is going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live tomorrow night. Kimmel tweeted out that Hurricane Kanye strikes. I guess the last time Kanye appeared on Jimmy Kimmel's show was about 5 years ago. And then...
Here's some audio right here.
Hey, everyone, listen to this, please. 2 days before I was in the hospital, I was on opioids. I was addicted to opioids. I had plastic surgery because I was trying to look good for y'all. I got liposuction because I didn't want y'all to call me fat like y'all called Rob at the wedding and made him fly home before me and Kim got married.
It's kind of like the State of the Union address.
Yes,
I mean, it's just, I got standards for that guy. I want him to come out and let it rip.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly like that. I mean, be real. I had liposuction. Oh, man. All right, so that's tonight, you said?
No, tomorrow. Thursday.
Oh, tomorrow, okay.
Yeah, hopefully they'll play nice, but you never know with Kanye what you're going to get. He's a little bit of an unpredictable
force. It might get spicy, because remember, he said positive stuff about Trump, and Jimmy Kimmel doesn't like Trump. Right?
Oh, that's
so you might get a little feisty.
It could get feisty, but I think it'll be friendly.
I hope so. Homeland is ending after season 8. The celebrated Showtime series is coming to a close in 2019.
You guys watch it at all, Homeland?
I don't, but
everyone loves it.
You know what? It's sad. I don't have Showtime. It's stupid the things that we just draw a line in the sand. You know what I mean? I spend $1 million on cable, but I will not add Showtime.
You will not pay $10.
Right. But that's one of, you know, that's why you get Showtime is for Homeland.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And House of Cards, they have announced that the sixth and final season, which will be without Frank Underwood, a.k.a. Kevin Spacey, will premiere November 2nd.
Man.
So that's when it'll drop. Robin Wright, who has played the First Lady, is going to be president of the United States. So I guess we'll have to tune in to find out how they're making that.
I mean, she kind of was.
Happen.
I mean, the story arc was going that direction anyway. I mean, the story arc was like she was like Hillary Clinton and he was Bill.
Yeah.
This is back when everything was copacetic. So it's not a stretch at all. I mean, to me, the plot line felt like that's the way it was always going.
But is he dead? I mean, he's not going to be in the show. So,
you know,
I guess
he had gotten shot
question.
And he wasn't healthy.
Right. So now how do you explain that there's just no Frank? I mean, without ever showing it.
And no
you know
one looking
saying?
At the camera and, oh, I'm sorry. Did that's you gonna, miss me?
That's the
Will
best
she
part
do
of
that?
It.
I wonder I if that'll be not. The next thing. If that'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. Now I'm the one talking to the camera. And you're like, wait, what?
Robin Wright is just stunning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think. Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah. I think she's like Angelina Jolie level of...
of sexy.
Of that presence, you know? I mean, yeah. she's tall.
She has the same, but I mean, as far as acting goes, she's just always...
same delivery. Very yes. stoic, very good, mm-hmm. but just kind of fills the screen.
Yeah. I mean, she's stunning to look at. But
looks
I mean,
good
even
with
when
her
I was watching her...
slicked back.
In Blade Runner, the new Blade Runner. I'm mm-hmm. like, how is this not your House of Cards character? I mean, except set in the future as a police detective.
You gotta do your hair like that, Molly.
That's what I was thinking too. Why can't we do a deal where every lady for one day changes their profile picture
like that
to that default Angelina Jolie
yeah,
slicked back
that.
Hairdo?
It's the slicked hair back challenge.
The yeah, slicked hair back challenge.
She's got such striking jawline and features. I mean, I don't know if you can pull that off if you have like a round. Or like round face.
You don't have like, a round face. I guess I'm trying
no,
to
No, I don't have a round face, but I'm saying she's so chiseled that it's like sleek that like when she does it, it just works so perfectly with her aesthetic.
Remember when Megyn Kelly did one of those debates and she slicked her hair back?
Oh my God.
It looked like the gonna have to face it, you're addicted to love video.
It's like when you come out of the water, you know, when you dive in, Molly, and you come mm-hmm. out and you come yes. out and your water's like, your hair just goes back like that. That's what we want.
Like you surfaced
like
in the
you
hot
care.
Tub.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you just found Party passed out in the hot tub and you had to go
underwater.
Under the sea to revive him.
Thank you.
You come
like,
out, come your
out
hair's
like a
all,
Bond girl.
Yep. Bond girl. Dude, look down like, oh God, I hope I don't have to do mouth to mouth on this thing. It's like finding a bloated manatee sleeping
Anyone?
In the hot tub.
Anybody else? No, no one. No one's nearby that knows how to do it. I'm going to have to do it. Aren't
I have barbecue sauce left over on my lips. You're
like, how did I pull him out of the water, but he still has
right.
barbecue sauce? It's just.
He's been submerged for God knows how long.
Yes.
It's old.
Still has fresh barbecue sauce around his lips. That might take some of the sting off of the mouth to mouth.
I know.
Oh.
Just imagine you're eating ribs.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Making love to a bloated manatee. That's me, people.
Just pretend like you're a manatee.
Is that illegal?
Just pretend like it's a manatee.
I resemble that.
It probably
remark,
violates so. Some kind of, you know, humanitarian wildlife rules. Can you make love to a bloated manatee?
No.
I think well, that would be, no, you can't.
Maybe not in Florida. Isn't that how one of the Backstreet Boys got in trouble, Nick
well,
Carter?
That was a live one.
Okay. As long as it's dead.
He made love to a live manatee?
Yeah, he hit one with a speedboat.
Okay, yeah, that's different than making love to something. Just to be clear, that
bad.
Is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Streaming now. I get it on my phone. I listen on my tablet. I listen online all the time. Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.